We go to Trent in Groom, Texas, listening on 1360 AM. Trent, you are on with Jimmy Akin. What's your question?
Oh, okay. My question is, I just finished reading a book by John Michael Talbot about Christian mystics and their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a chapter about a piece of work called The Way of the Pilgrim.
Okay.
Apparently is very popular in Eastern Catholicism.
Okay.
And he mentioned that he feels like, even though he is a Latin Rite Catholic, he feels like sometimes we miss some of the more mystical parts of the Eastern Catholicism.
Okay. So what's your question for me, Trent?
My question is there a sound, a theologically sound way that as a Latin Rite Catholic, we might be able to experience some of that more mystical side that the Eastern Church seems to emphasize more?
Oh, well, the if by mysticism you mean direct experience of the supernatural, then that's something that's also part of the Western Catholicism as well. There's a long tradition of Western mysticism in addition to Eastern mysticism. Is it mysticism in particular you're interested in, or is it Eastern Catholicism?
It's just some of the aspects that the Eastern Church emphasizes more. I don't want to join the Eastern.
Okay.
Right?
Well, okay. In that case, there are any number of options. I mean, you can start reading books about Eastern saints. You could go to Mass or Divine Liturgy in an Eastern Catholic church. You could even do that on a regular basis. You could use Eastern prayer devotions like the Akathist hymn. You could read books by Eastern church fathers. You could do any number of things. Now, if it's not the Eastern experience, you could use Eastern icons. There's all kinds of things you could do. If you're not specifically interested in the Eastern side of things, but in mysticism, you could also explore Western mysticism. There are books on mystical theology that are written by Western theologians who are Catholic. There are Western mystics whose lives you could study, and there are, you know, meditative practices where one can open oneself to God, and He may or may not choose to give you a particular experience. There's on the website for the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, there's a document called An Instruction on Some Aspects of Christian Meditation that you could take a look at that deals with some of that. So there's a bunch of different things you could do, and I'd encourage you to explore them and see what speaks to you and what God might use in your journey.
Okay.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Is it somewhat accurate that the Eastern Church emphasizes mysticism more?
I think that that's something that is a subjective assessment. It may have been true in the last few years, but historically both Eastern and Western Catholic churches have had a strong component of mysticism. So I think it depends on which circles you run in and when you're talking about.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much, Trent. And Jimmy, real quick, you said mm-hmm. Eastern Catholic churches. Could you just maybe name...
Yeah,
one
sure. The Maronite Church, the Byzantine Catholic Church, the Chaldean Catholic Church, Melkite Catholic Church. There would be a number of them.
Thank you. Thanks very much.